This is All Things Considered on KUAR. I'm Michael Heblin. An incredibly influential country music songwriter has died. We learned today that Billy Joe Shaver, who performed regularly here in Little Rock, died at the age of 81 after suffering a stroke. He may not have been a household name, but his songs have been recorded by the likes of Willie Nelson, Johnny Cash, Elvis Presley, and others. Waylon Jennings' breakthrough album, Honky Tonk Heroes, featured 10 Billy Joe Shaver songs. Here's Shaver doing that title track.
Old Hal Evenson had done did everything that needs done. Oh, with me, why can't I see? I'd best believe I'm well enough alone. Oh, them neon lights couldn't stay out her fights. They keep a haunting me in memories. There's one in every crowd for crying out loud. Why was it always turning out to be me?
Joining me to talk about Billy Joe Shaver is Flap Jones, host of KUAR's Not Necessarily Nashville. Hi, Flap.
Hi, Michael.
Sad news. I think you and I saw him play at least a half dozen shows over the last decade, and you many more times before that. But
Oh, yeah.
Where do we start? Billy Joe
Shaver,
he was like the holy grail of country music.
Yes, he was. I put him up there with Hank Sr.
Yeah.
He's my number two songwriter. You know, I mean, they were so much alike in that they their music was, it was not complicated stuff. You didn't have to be a mental giant. They said what they thought, and it made sense, and it was just the words for everyone.
And poetic. I mean, they're Honky Tonk Heroes, the opening lines of that song.
Yeah, he grew up, his mother owned a bar. And he kind of grew up in a tavern.
Yeah, I read about that. He would go with his mom to this tavern and just kind of started taking it in.
Yeah, he's got a colorful, he had a colorful history, that's for sure.
Well, he was part of the outlaw country movement, or whatever you want to call it, that was epitomized in the 1970s by Willie and Waylon leaving Nashville, moving to Texas, and starting to do their own brand of country music. What would you say about the influence he had? I mean, mentioning the Honky Tonk Heroes album with Waylon Jennings, Billy Joe Shaver actually there on the cover alongside them.
Yeah, you know, I've got that album, and I took it to him. I went to see him somewhere here in town, and I took that album with me. And he looked at that thing, and he was just, oh, my goodness. He said, I haven't seen that in years. And I said, well, would you like to have it? Because it was such a moment. I could tell he was really, really touched. You know, I said, well, you can have it if you want. He's like, no, you keep it. But he was such a sweet, sweet man. You know, I talked to him every time he came to town, which was, I don't know how many times he came to town, many, many times. And he remembered me, or at least he acted like he did anyway. But I got a hug every time. That was the huggin'est guy, just the sweetest man in the world.
Yeah, and the last several times it was at the Whitewater Tavern, a smaller venue, but a much more intimate venue, and people would pack in there, but it was such a respectful crowd.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, I saw him one time at the Red Room. And you know how everybody likes to cram up to the stage, you know, in the Red Room, and I was there too, you know. But there was this guy in the crowd, this old drunk guy, and he kept yelling, Billy Joe, Billy Joe, you know. And finally, Billy Joe just stopped, and he looked at that guy, and he said, do you need a mic? He was a charm. And his son, Eddie. Oh, I guess you probably never got to see him with his son, Eddie, did you?
I never saw him.
Oh,
yeah, that was kind of a new revival in his career there in the late 90s.
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah.
Started playing with his son, Eddie.
And Keith Christopher played bass with him. I saw them at Juanita's And man, that guy could play. He died of a heroin overdose, I think, in 2000.
Yeah, New Year's Eve of 2000.
Yeah, it was.
And that was always, in the later years, that was always the seminal moment of every concert when he would bring things to a halt and do a bit of a tribute to his son.
Yeah, he would.
Son.
He'd get down on his knees, I think, wouldn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
He'd take off his hat and get on, and the guys in the band would turn around.
Uh-huh, and look down, and that would always be the lead-in to the song Live Forever.
Yeah. What a dude. I just hate that he's gone. Gonna miss him bad. It's just been a rough time. Jerry Jeff Walker and Billy Joe. We lost John Prine earlier. You know, I'm not having fun in 2020. I'm ready for it to stop.
Well, let's hear Billy Joe Shaver and Live Forever.
That's a great song. Great choice.
I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna cross that river. I'm gonna catch tomorrow now. You're gonna wanna hold me, just like I always told you. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Nobody here will ever find me, but I will always be around. Just like the songs I leave behind me, I'm gonna live forever now. Fathers and you mothers, be good to one another. Please try to raise your children right. Don't let the darkness take them. Don't make them feel forsaken. Just lead them safely to the light. When this whole world is blown asunder and all the stars fall from the sky, remember someone really loves you. We'll live forever, you and I. I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna cross that river. I'm gonna catch tomorrow night. I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna cross that river. I'm gonna catch tomorrow night. That river, I'm gonna catch tomorrow now.
That's Billy Joe Shaver, who we learned died after suffering a stroke. Flap Jones is with me. From not necessarily Nashville. Flap, he was born in Corsicana, Texas, 1939. He first became friends with Townes Van Zandt, I read, in the 1960s, and that's how he ended up going up to Nashville and scored an apprenticeship with Harlan Howard and began working with Bobby Bear. Beyond the two songs we've played, what else sticks out to you? What would you like to close out on?
Then there's always Georgia on a Fast Train.
Oh, that was my introduction to Billy Joe Shaver, was seeing Willie Nelson play in concert, and he did that, and he always said, here's a Billy Joe Shaver song. And for me, that was the, who's Billy Joe Shaver?
Even my mother knew who Billy Joe Shaver was. She was a big Waylon and Willie and Johnny Cash fan, you know, all of that stuff. But yeah, she knew who he was too.
Yeah, well, we've lost so many now from that that generation.
I guess
Willie's the only one still around. And
he and Keith Richards, we were talking about that. Well, they're gonna live forever for sure.
Yeah.
We'll all be gone. It'll be Keith Richards and Willie Nelson.
Well, Flap, good talking with you. And I guess we've all dreaded and known this day would eventually come. All our heroes eventually die, but to lose Billy Joe Shaver, it's really is a hard blow.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking. It's because he really was a kind, sweet man.
Now, that was the nice thing, too. After every show, he didn't rush out the door. He hung out with you, and he talked to people, and wrote an autobiography. That, too, by the way, fascinating. Yeah. He shot a guy once and was acquitted at trial. A guy apparently who was threatening him back, I think, 2007.
Anyway, what a man. What a wonderful man.
Yeah, well, I'm glad and cherish the times I got to see him. And
he was a keeper.
Well, Flap, thanks for joining me to talk with Billy Joe Shaver. Again, died at the age of 81.
Thank you, Michael. Enjoyed it.
Thank you, Flap. This is KUAR 89.1.
On a rainy Wednesday morning, that's the day that I was born, and that old shed crop was one room country shack. And they say my mama left me the day before she had me, said she hit the road and never once looked back. Hell, I just thought I'd mention my grandma's old age pension is the reason why I'm standing here today. I got all my country learning, milking and a-churning, picking cotton, raising hell and baling hay. I've been to Georgia on a fast train.